The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
To alert us about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before I go into the message or whatever, it's very important for pastors to begin to do this. I can tell you the number one thing that is sending pastors, pastors' wives, deacons, Christians to hell. The number one thing. Is offenses. Bitterness. Those things. They are the number one. Those who have had out of body experience to heaven.
And to hell.
They see many Christians there. They see Christians they know. They see pastors they know. At least in this church, I have seen three people burning who died. I saw them in fire burning. I've seen three people burning. After we have written many good things about them and testify about them. So please, let's watch ourselves. I'm telling you, always make sure that your heart don't carry things. Who is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you give any thought about him. Please focus on God. Human beings are channels of good or evil. I am telling you, even as I stand here, any spirit I open or can use me at a time
and
leave me,
now
it has used me to destroy. When I open up,
I mean, look, things are changing. I don't know.
Things are changing. The world is changing. The spiritual atmosphere is changing. Sit down there and hold your husband in the heart. Sit down there and hold your wife in the heart. Sit down there and hold any church man, anybody, your boss or somebody in your heart. You go and stand before God. And you know whether you can say that it's because of this person that so, so and so. Now, you can't. And also make sure that you are a good vessel for the Holy Spirit to use. You see, when this, even these things I'm talking about, they put us in the right position to receive answers to our prayers. I'm telling you, they put us in the right position. Beloved, the presence of God is better than the anointing and the gift. When in Exodus chapter, is it 33 verse 14, from verse 12, when Moses asked, God, you have asked me to lead your people, who is going with me? And then God said to Moses, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Exodus 33, 14. My presence will go. God didn't say my anointing will go with you. He didn't say my gift will go with you. But my presence. The day I will teach that, you understand something. Young people in the ministry who are only chasing the anointing and gifting so that they are known. Because you see, the anointing can make you know very easily. Because of the things that the anointing uses you to do. Anointing advertises you. Your gift advertises you. Anointing introduces you. Your gift introduces you. Anointing can take you any place. Anointing is not for you, but it is for the work of God. But there is something greater than the gifting and anointing.
That
is, you see, it is now I'm understanding my ministry. Because sometimes I really don't know the fivefold ministry where I am. I started in my ministry and I was calling myself evangelist. They were calling me Evangelist Della. And my senior pastor started calling me, you are a teacher, you are not an evangelist.
You are a pastor and teacher.
At a point, people were calling me apostle,
prophet.
You see, when you carry the presence of God, you become versatile. God can use you as a prophet, as an apostle, as this, as that. You know Moses?
Moses
was a prophet. Moses was a leader. Moses was a teacher. The same David.
David
too.
David is so.
And Samuel.
And Samuel.
These were the people who carried the presence of God. Gifting and anointing is just a subset. It's just a dot. The presence of God is the universal set. And do you know how you obtain the presence of God? Purity of heart. Inner commitment. What you do in your secret life. What does the Bible say in Matthew chapter 5? Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart. 5 verse 8. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart. They will do what?
They will see God.
They will do what?
They will see God.
They will see God.
It
is the heart condition that attracts the presence of God. And when you carry the presence of God, it is that you are carrying God himself. When you carry the presence of God, you are carrying the image of God. And any place you enter, it is as if God has entered there. In this church, some two mothers, they fought. They quarreled because I visited one. Many years ago, when we were the wooden
structure,
and the only time I visited that mama, after that, what started happening in the family? She told her friend, since pastor visited me, this and this is happening in my home. And the other person got angry. I've been in this church with pastor for a long time. Pastor has never visited you. Pastor has visited you. They quarrel for some time. This is about 20 years ago. I don't know whether they are still quarreling. Because that one too, I think I've also visited him on a few occasions. So desire to walk in the presence of God. You see, when you are in the presence of God, I don't know how to put it. There is no secret for you. You just know things. God tells you things. When the COVID came, 31st March, I was praying the night. When the Holy Spirit told me about the COVID, its origin, this,
that.
We should pray. Go to my Facebook, 31st March, is it 2020 or 2021? You will see it there.
2020.
I put it there on my Facebook. What the Holy Spirit told me about the COVID. And the Holy Spirit said, pray for President Trump. And Mugufuli of Tanzania. What has happened to the two of them? They forcefully removed Trump.
They've
also killed Mugufuli. So you see, why God said pray. And everything goes up to today.
Now
American scientists, Europe, they say they should remove every COVID vaccine. Myself and the general, we pull it. We pull it, Papa. Up to now, we don't know who has won the COVID battle. Anytime I say it's the COVID battle, we are COVID enemies. We are fighting. But I think I am winning because everything God told me is what the scientists are.
So,
why did God tell me that? Because I am always in His presence. Look, when in Genesis 18, when the three angels were passing and Abraham welcomed them. After everything, when they got up to leave, what did they say? Can we hide anything from
Abraham?
Can we hide anything from Abraham? Because of the presence of God. Many of you are sitting there. God speaks to you. It's easy to practice the presence of God. Look, when the presence of God is with you, leave a lot of things for Him. He will tell you where to talk, where not to talk. I don't tell lies, so.
I say, I own and throw.
And I hate lies.
And I ochi and throw so.
I hate those who pretend.
And I won't so away with nya chum.
I also hate cheating.
And I've been so unpair as crack.
These are the three things I hate in life.
When in your mommy and son, ochi wabrabomo.
If you have these three things, you can never get close to me.
Now, oh, son, your mommy and son will be out to me and many da.
You can be a drunkard.
Wait, my uncle,
a fornicator, Any other this thing, we can still be friends. And I will be praying for you that God will help you. But to be a liar, to be a pretense, to be somebody who cheats, to be somebody who is greedy, you alone, selfish. My spirit hates those
things.
So, beloved, let's prepare ourselves so that we can make it to heaven. God loves people who are open. David was one of the most open person.
David,
you don't know why God called David a man after my own heart.
David said, "Oh,
when you are angry with God, tell God, I am very angry with you. Because he already knows that you are angry with him. So let him know. Don't hide it. Because he knows already. Those days, myself and him, my wife, we used to age.
It wasn't easy.
Especially when the wooden structure. When we are quarreling like that and it is a communion day. When we arrive, we will solve the problem outside there before we enter because it is communion. I can't come and stand here and officiate communion when we are quarreling. We settled it outside there. Before. Ask the person by you, why is Pastor saying all this? Say, maybe Pastor is preparing us for heaven. Tell the person, maybe the trumpet may sound tonight. So that we can all make it to heaven. Give a clap offering unto the Lord. Somebody will say, oh, so my wedding didn't come on. Before the trumpet is sounding, maybe
you
will say, oh.
Maybe Becca say, oh.
So my wedding didn't. So Pastor couldn't lay hands on me. Listen to me. The moment the trumpet sounds, every sense of marriage will disappear from you. The new identity you will receive. You will never remember that anything like marriage has ever stayed in your head. And where you are going, you are going to walk on streets of gold. The kind of houses you are going to live in. The kind of car you are going to drive. The kind of food we are going to eat there. Even the cutlery. Even the plates. Look, every sense of anything here on earth, You will never remember again. I'm telling you. Now let's go to today.
So
that is the introduction.
Where in your name, no.
That's what I will be doing. I will set you up for heaven before the message comes.
Ansana asemno aba.
Because we
are in the bar.
If you know, you are, all of us are battling with something.
Yenina ye wo bibia yenine edi okun.
All of us. There are areas we are battling. Some weaknesses we are battling. Some are battling with anger. Some are battling with lust. Some are battling with greed. We are all battling with greed. You see, we are all battling with things at different levels. Always present those areas to God. Know your area of weakness and every day say, God, please, this area, help me. Lord, I beg you, please help me. When I see a fair woman, then my body is shaking. Like that brother who somewhere said, Pastor, then I jack. Then I jack. Then I jack. Whenever a fair woman, Pastor, then I jack. Even during offering time, when a fair woman is in front of him, they will start jacking right now. He told me, then I will jack. Then I will jack. I've never seen that brother. I mean, when the wedding, he was always jacking.
I said, I'm being honest.
So go before God and say, God, Papa, I am jacking. Please help me. Help me. Deliver me from jacking. And God will help you.
Now,
amen.
Amen.
Give a clap offering unto the
Lord.
Once again, turn your Bibles to Psalm 89, verse 34 to 35. Hebrews 13, 20. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Yes, I want to read it again. Now, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant, the blood is called the blood of the eternal covenant. The blood of Jesus is called the blood of the eternal covenant. There are temporary covenants. There are natural covenants. But we have the eternal covenant. Only the blood of Jesus is the eternal covenant. And it was that eternal covenant. You see, this was the covenant that God made with Jesus before he became flesh.
Now when he appeared, many years ago, he answered and obeyed his name.
Say, I will go and die.
I say, be quiet, who?
He said, who will go?
I say, why never go my end?
Who will go for us?
Why never go my end?
Who will take on human form?
Why never go for Onipa Esu
to become the sacrificial lamb?
What made that name? Ojama, he didn't come back for you.
The person who carry all the sins of my people. The person will become sin. The person will be crucified on the cross. The person will go through pain. The person will be painfully killed. The person will be tortured. The body will scatter. You see, when you see the picture of Jesus with a thorn on the head, and all, that is not, you know, in fact, the closest that film,
Passion for Christ.
That is just one quarter. That's just one quarter.
Passion for Christ. And I know, and
The thing was that, look, even the intestines were showing. He was naked. The beating, the flesh was torn. The Bible says that when you read Isaiah 53, he was so disfigured that. Look, you can't recognize the face. Because the eyes were off, the ears here, or you can't know whether. So the father said, who will go and go through that? And redeem my people. And give my people my identity, my image. But there is this thing to the covenant. On the third day, I will raise the person back to life. Jesus said, I will go. So that was the eternal covenant. That's why it is called eternal covenant. And this covenant lives forever. Because the person of Jesus Christ who died, rose again, and he seated where he was seated before he came. That's why we call it eternal covenant. Jesus is not a small thing, to be called a Christian or a child of Jesus Christ is not a small thing. His image covers you. Tonight, we are continuing to lift the cup of the eternal covenant to deprogram every evil and wicked program of the devil in the house. Say deprogram. Say deprogram. Say deprogram. Let me give you an example of the devil's program. Permit me to use Esther again. The plot of Haman, Esther chapter 3.
Esther Homa, it's
after these events, King Xerxes honored Haman, son of Hammedata, the Agagite, elevating him and giving him a seat of honor higher than that of all the other nobles. All the royal officials at the king's gate knelt down and paid honor to Haman, for the king had commanded this concerning him, but Mordecai would not kneel down or pay him honor. Then the royal officials at the king's gate asked Mordecai, why do you disobey the king's command? Day after day, they spoke to him, but he refused to comply. You know, let me stop. Let me make a comment. Jews don't bow to human beings. Judaism doesn't bow to human beings. That's why Haman, Mordecai was not bowing. Therefore, they told Haman about it to see whether Mordecai's behavior will be tolerated, for he had told them he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai would not kneel down or pay him honor, he was enraged. Yet, having learned who Mordecai's people were, he scorned the idea of killing only Mordecai. Instead, Haman looked for a way to destroy all Mordecai's people, the Jews, throughout the whole kingdom of Xerxes. In the 12th year of King Xerxes, in the first month, the month of Nisan, they cast the pair, that is the lot, in the presence of Haman to select a day, a month. And the lot fell on the 12th month, the month of Adar. Then Haman said to King Xerxes, there is a certain people dispersed and scattered among the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom, whose customs are different from those of all other people, and who do not obey the king's laws. See, right now, the war that is going on, even though it is Hamas that attacked Israel, and Israel are retaliating. Do you know that all of a sudden everybody is criticizing Israel? Everybody is criticizing
Israel.
Let me tell you, here on earth, the world hates God's people. The world hates the church. In fact, the world wouldn't want the church to be here at all. Actually, it is Satan who is working that, because the church is a problem to him. The church is Satan's greatest hindrance. And when I say the church, you the believer sitting here. Not the temple, but you the believer. So let's continue the reading. It is not in the king's best interest to tolerate them. Verse 9. Somebody sent me a message on this. Let me just read it. One of our sisters, Vivian. Vivian got a revelation on what I'm going to read. Verse. And I'll read Vivian's revelation. Vivian. If it pleases the king, let a decree be issued to destroy them, and I will put 10,000 talents of silver into the royal treasury for the men who carry out this business. I will put 10,000 treasure. Now, this was the message Vivian sent to me. Daddy, Haman was ready to give 10,000 talent. That is $3.48 billion. $3.48 billion, which is equivalent to 200,000 years labor wage. 200,000 years labor wage. See, academician, she has been able to Google and then find the destiny. You see, that's why you people are there steady. Then this was said, Chai, I wonder if we Christians know the sacrifices the evil one make just to see us fall. God, help me and his church. This was Vivian.
This was what she sent
to me today.
You
see the revelation somebody has gotten? The price that wicked people are paying to get you. The places they go. In fact, this afternoon, I was just getting a revelation that this cap which we are lifting, this is the time we should sow more. We should connect more to the altar. We should give more offering. I'm telling you,
I'll catch it on.
The price.
A bull. How much?
Just to destroy.
So many best say any part as any.
You don't know how important you are.
Who name say any awesome buffer?
As a child of God.
Say any uncle pomba.
Everything about yours bring glory to God.
Now we be beard the enunyam a brain uncle pomb.
So that is one of Haman's orchestration. Evil program. But then in Esther chapter 4, verse 15 to 16, Esther entered into a fast.
Esther,
and Esther chapter 9, verse 1, the tables were turned. He man's program was deprogrammed.
Again,
in Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 12, we saw another Satan's program against the church and against Peter. Peter was kept in prison, but the church was endlessly praying to God for him. And we saw Peter's released. In John chapter 10, verse 10. John 10:10. The thief comes not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is the devil's program. Say, my Father in heaven, we are lifting the cup tonight to deprogram. To deprogram every evil and wicked program of the devil in the house, of the devil in the house, of the devil in the house, of the devil in the house. My Father in heaven, we are gathered here to lift the cup of the eternal covenant, to deprogram every satanic program, every demonic program, every ancestral program, every witchcraft program in the house, in the house, in the house. We leave the cup to deprogram. We leave the cup to deprogram. You need to clap your hands and pray right now.
Lord,
we leave the cup to deprogram. We leave the cup to deprogram. We leave the car to deprogram. We leave the car to deprogram. Every satanic program, every demonic program, every witchcraft program, every occultic program in the house, in the house, against the members of the house, against every member of this house. We leave this car of the eternal covenant to deprogram. Satan's program, to deprogram, the devil's program, to deprogram, witches and wizards program, to deprogram, occultic program, to deprogram, ancestral program, evil and wicked program, against the members of the house, against the members of the house, and in this house, as we clap our hands, we deprogram, deprogram.
We need program. I'm going to go to the hospital.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Anyone in this house,
whose
life has been programmed, by Satan and his agents, that the person will never rise,
that
the person's destiny will never be fulfilled,
that
the person will never marry,
that
the person will never have a child,
that
the person will never fulfill his or her destiny, that the person will never realize his or her dream.
That the person will never realize his or her dream.
That the person prophetic word will never happen.
That the person's prophetic word will never happen.
Any program.
Any program.
That the devil and his agents.
That
Satan and his agents.
That Satan and his agents.
Which is a wizard.
Which is a wizard.
In the house.
In the house.
Have collaborated.
Have collaborated.
With other powers.
With other powers.
And program. Evil and wicked program.
Evil and wicked program.
To the member against members. Of this house,
of this house,
as we leave the camp,
as we leave the camp
of the eternal covenant,
of the eternal covenant,
we deprogram,
we deprogram,
we deprogram,
we deprogram
every satanic program in the house, as we leave the camp, and we clap our hands,
and we clap our hands,
we deprogram,
deprogram,
we 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 deprogram.
Yes,
Let's take this prayer point. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Anyone in this house.
Anyone in this house.
Who is suffering. From any demonic.
From any demonic.
Satanic.
Ancestral.
Witchcraft. Program.
Let the cap
of the eternal covenant.
Break the person free.
In Jesus' name. I am going to send the book to the media. They are just going to copy it. So, whilst we are praying it, they will put it there. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone in this house. Who is suffering. Who has become a victim. Of any demonic program.
Any ancestral program, any witchcraft program.
Let the cup of the eternal covenant,
that we are lifting now.
Break the person free.
By the cup of the eternal covenant, we break the person free.
Anyone in this house.
And online.
Who is suffering?
Or a victim.
Of any satanic program, any demonic program, any witchcraft program. Any kind of evil program. By the lifting of this cup.
Break the person.
No one should tell you that this prayer is working.
Amen.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any marriage in this house.
Any marriage in this house.
That has been programmed. Not to work. Not to succeed. Any marriage in this house.
Any marriage in this house.
That the devil and his agents. Have programmed. Not to work. By the lifting of this cup, we break that marriage free. From every satanic program, from every demonic program, in the house, and online, by the lifting of this cup, we break that marriage free. We break that marriage free. From every satanic and demonic program, lift the cup right now. Break that free. We break every Let me tell you, every marriage cannot be perfect here on earth. That is, there is no marriage without problems.
Yes, any or how.
As a matter of fact, problems come to mature the husband and the wife. How they handle this, then they mature and grow. But I can tell you, look, there are things God tells, even though the people themselves, look, some wives are just enduring. Some husbands are just enduring. Some people come to church and they are calling themselves, honey, honey, it is kini, kini. And you honey. And you kini, kini.
Queenie,
kini,
queenie, queenie. Queenie,
eh?
Queenie.
But when they go among their friends and people, honey, honey.
As is your code diplomacy, honey, honey, a war, and so yeah.
But the man knows that it is queenie, queenie.
And so Obama said, hey, queenie.
The woman knows that it is queenie, queenie.
And Obama said, hey, queenie, queenie.
God didn't make it to be queenie, queenie.
He
made it to be honey, honey, truly. Look, one word you can use to describe people here on earth, pretense.
Now, assemble quite a bit of a chase and people was as this is a
nyachom. People just pretend.
Only
few people are real.
And
you know what is keeping people, the church and the word of God. That's what is keeping some people. When they come to church, they hear the word. They are encouraged. They have hope. Listen to me. Some people truly made a mistake. I've been telling my wife, if God has, the Bible has said something small that the pastor can break marriage, can some marriages, I will break them. I will break them. They are not married. They are not married. Some husbands are not husbands. Do you think because you can have sex and impregnate the woman, so you are a husband? To be a man is different from to be a husband. Because a woman can have sex and get pregnant. Doesn't necessarily be your wife. There is a difference between a wife and a woman. You are born as a woman. But you are made a wife. You are trained to be a wife. You are born as a man. But you are trained to be a husband. Not every man can be a husband. Not every woman can be a wife. Even when you have children. So some people have really big mistakes. But some two is not a mistake. Some two things are just fighting them. So, whichever way it is, we want to lift the cup again. Say our Father in heaven. Any marriage in this house. Including those online. That are suffering. From any demonic. Satanic.
Ancestral.
And witchcraft programming. Okay. Oh, I'm going back to the. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any marriage in the house.
Any marriage in the house.
That has been demonically programmed.
Yeah. Programmed.
Not to work well.
Not to be enjoyable.
By the lifting of this cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
We break such marriages.
In this house.
We break them free. We break husbands free. We break wives free. We break children free.
We break them free.
Mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any lady. Okay,
yeah.
Let me go to business first. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any business.
Any company.
Any career. Any job.
Any establishment.
Any talent.
Any talent.
Any skill.
In this house.
That has been demonically programmed. Never to work. Never to succeed.
Never to prosper.
As we leave the car
of the eternal covenant,
we break free. Any business, any company, any establishment, any career, any talent, any skill.
In this house, and online, that has been demonically programmed not to succeed, not to prosper, not to work. We did not.
Somebody outside the country just asked me a very important question. Which I want to answer now. About the prayer we prayed on marriage. Good evening, Reverend Doctor. To break a marriage free, does it mean we can divorce or God will separate the couple? Let me explain.
I see obetrechire mo na wate aze yi se bia obu aware na de ne ho no.
We are breaking the marriage free from what is making that marriage not work.
Na ebubu aware no ade no afi nia ema no enye ejuma no mu.
If God himself
senya mina nkasa
knows how it will not work,
nim se enye ejuma,
then he himself will find a way.
Ono nkasa be pe kwan bia obanam so
separate.
We
are breaking free, doesn't mean that we are divorcing.
We are
breaking free that marriage from the powers. Look, sometimes, let me tell you, you the wife, you
say,
your husband is so and so. It's your foundation that is fighting your husband.
The
devil, you don't know. It's your foundation. That is fighting your husband. Sometimes your husband, you say, my wife, is you the man's foundation that is fighting your
wife?
In this church, I know some wives who have presidential aura. They can be president in this house.
I see. I will fear her.
They can be president. But the foundation of their husbands.
Now, so one kronum fap him.
That is why you should know who you are getting yourself caught. You see, these are the things. Look, like before we marry, we know God reveals so much about the two of us, our foundation.
I see. Onini yere answer number one. No, nyami danedi bebre. Efa omu fap him ho.
I was seeing what a foundation she was seeing. I was seeing myself. She was seeing
herself.
We dealt with this thing before we married. And even when we married, the things were showing. But thank God that we started. You see, young people, these are the things that. Anyway, God should help. You see, 80% they are gone. 80% you have failed. They are gone. The devil has stolen everything about you. 80% of you. Thank God at least we have 20%. Because your mindset, the world, you are doing this by the world. Look at divorces. In this modern world.
Oh, yeah.
When our mothers in those days, they married 50 years. 50 years, 40 years. Today, 1 year,
I'm
a Jofoy. Two years, I'm a Jofoy.
You know, they are running away.
How do we say he's crying in town? A four. Do you know what? I'm a four.
Almost so.
A four, wa.
Yes,
say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every company in this house.
Every
business in this house.
Every business in this house.
Every establishment in this house.
Every establishment in this house.
Every job in this house.
Every
career in this house.
That has been programmed.
Demonically. Not to prosper.
Not
to succeed. By the lifting of this car. We break it free. We break it free. We break those companies free. break those businesses free. We break the establishment free. We break them free. We break them free.
We break them free. We break them free. We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free. We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free. We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them free.
We break them
free.
Hey! We break free. We break free. Every company, every business, every establishment, every job, every career in this house that has been demonically programmed not to work well by the lifting of this car, we break that company free, we break that career free, we break that job free, we break that position free,
we break that
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We'll pray the rest after we have picked the communion. Father, we are about to lift the cup.
Jesus.
This is the blood of the eternal covenant. Father, we receive. We receive the blood of the eternal covenant.
Oh, Jesus.
Those of you who are online can do the same. We receive the blood. Look, some things are changing in this house. I'm telling you.
We
receive the blood of the eternal covenant. Thank you, Lord. Now you can start. Just pick one for yourself. You can use that one to pray for your... In fact, if there is a case where you need to pick two, just explain it to the leaders who are serving. Yes, just explain it. You know, there is liberty, there is freedom, but we need to have discipline, you know? Save yourself now. The idea is that you don't pick two. You take one today, tomorrow you take a... No. Don't do
that.
If there is any reason, any special reason, you can explain.
Now,
say in the name of Jesus Christ. Now find a place to just keep it, because we are still going to pray. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Our Father in heaven. Any lady, or gentleman, in this house, that has been programmed, by the devil, not to marry. Are you getting it?
Yes.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any lady.
Any lady.
Or gentleman.
Or gentleman.
In this house. That has been demonically,
programmed,
in any way. Never to marry, or to marry late,
or to marry late.
By the lifting of this car,
by the lifting of this car,
we break the them free. The gentlemen and the ladies in the house that have been demonically programmed not to marry at all or to marry late by the lifting of this sky and by the clapping of our hands, we break them free. We break them free. We break them free. 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 In the house. Break them free. Anyone in this house, any lady, any gentleman that has been demonically programmed never to marry or to marry late, we break them free. We break them free by the lifting of this cup. We break them free. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the satanic program of delays.
In the satanic program of delays.
In this house.
In
this
house.
In the satanic program of delays.
In the satanic program of delays.
In this house.
In this house.
Anyone in this house.
Anyone in this house.
That has been demonically programmed.
That has been demonically programmed.
For delays.
For delays.
For delays.
For delays.
For delays.
For delays.
For delays,
for delays,
for delays,
for delays,
as we lift this cup,
as we lift this cup
of the eternal covenant, we break them free.
We break them.
We break the person free.
We break
free. We break free. We break them free from delays.
We break them from delays. We break them free from delays. We break them free from delays. We break them free from delays. We break them. We break them.
Delays in the house.
We break them from delays.
Delays in the house.
We break them free.
Delays in the house. We break them free. We break free. We scatter the wall of delay.
We break We break them free.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
By the lifting of this cup.
By the lifting of this cup.
We terminate delays.
We terminate delays.
Permanently in this house.
Permanently in this
house. We terminate delays. We terminate delays. We terminate delays in the house. We terminate. We terminate. We terminate. We terminate. We banish delays. We banish delays. Foundations of delays. We terminate. We banish. We terminate, we punish, we terminate, we punish, we terminate, we punish delays in the house.
Yes,
we terminate, we terminate, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Last but one. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Anyone in this house,
anyone in this house
that has been demonically programmed.
For barrenness.
For barrenness. Anyone in this house. That has been demonically programmed. Or any demonic program. Of barrenness in this house. By lifting this cup. We break them free. And banish. And terminate. Barrenness in this house. Break them free and terminate barrenness. Break them free and terminate barrenness. Break them free and terminate barrenness.
We break them free and terminate barrenness.
We 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 lose them. We lose them.
We
lose them.
We lose them.
We lose them.
We lose them.
We lose them.
Amen.
Let me say this before we take the testimony. You see, as a married couple,
say aware for
husband,
okunu,
do everything you can.
Ye ne obetimi bia
as a husband.
Say okunu,
they say love your wife.
Say do yere.
As the Holy Spirit, look, some people are just unlovable.
Go for people how don wey ye.
As the Holy Spirit,
this our kronkron no
to give you a heart for them.
Na omo wa kuma e ma omo.
You don't know some prayers I pray.
My
nature.
Ni soon.
I should be a pastor.
And can you say yourself?
That I didn't want to be a pastor. I like a private life.
I know.
I don't like to be among people. I don't want to get involved with people. But look at me.
Answer for me.
Knowing people's situations.
Ah, oh, Crawford TBA.
People also knowing you.
Now, Crawford,
no, I didn't want this kind of life.
Now, compensa, Braboy.
But that was what God called me for.
And this is what I'm from. I'm a
side man. God give me the heart for it.
And now so Obisa Kuma,
God, if you have called me for it, give me the heart.
I'm your friend, Mama said.
Give me the attitude.
And it's so.
And God has done it.
I'm in so I am. I'm
in
so.
In the same way, husband.
If
your wife is becoming unlovable, ask God to give you the heart for your wife. And do everything you can as a husband. Do your part. Wife, the same. Your husband is just unlovable. Look, some men, they don't deserve to be called husband. Some men, they don't deserve that the woman should cook.
And
serve them and cover the food with beautiful. They don't deserve
it.
But you know something? You wife, ask God to give you the heart to do that for your husband. After you have done everything you can, and God is seeing the way things are going, He knows what to do and to free you. I won't tell you. He knows what to do to give you peace. God will not allow you to stay in the thing like that. But please go by doing your part. Has everybody been set? Now, those of you two, they say, your mother is a witch.
And so, mommy,
your father is a witch. Somebody, your auntie, somebody, very is a witch.
I say, Obi, you be ye, be ye.
Please.
I said, oh.
If your mother is a witch,
so, mommy, be ye.
Please.
I said, oh.
As a daughter or a son,
so, your baba, no, babema.
You have been told that it's your mother that is working you. Don't go and get angry with your mother. Ask God for the heart. Do what you can do as a daughter or a son for your mother. And leave your mother to God. And God himself will handle. Is that clear?
Matthew,
you see, some of us, we are fighting things that God should fight for us. Play your role. And leave the rest to God.
You
will do it better than you will do it. Say by faith,
we
receive.
We receive
the broken body,
the broken body
of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
We eat to break free,
to break free,
to break out,
to break out,
and to break free,
and to break free
by faith,
by faith,
in the name of God the Father,
in the name of God the Father,
in the name of God the Son,
in the name of God the Son,
in the name of God the Holy Spirit.
The God,
shall we eat right now? Say by faith.
By faith.
We receive the cup.
We receive the cup
of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
We drink.
To break into
our new realm.
Our new realm.
Our testimony. Our destiny.
Our destiny.
Our fulfillment. Our celebration.
Our celebration.
By faith.
We drink the cup.
On behalf of our families. We drink the cup.
We drink the cup.
To break free.
From every satanic program.
We break free. Every area of our lives. We break free. Anything connected to us. We break free. This house.
And every member of this house.
We break them free.
We break them free.
And break them out.
And break them out.
Into their new level.
Into their new level.
Into their new realm.
Into their new realm.
By faith.
By faith.
We receive the cup.
We receive the cup.
We drink.
We drink.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we drink right now?
May you not know.
Place the seal on your forehead. According to Revelation chapter 7, verse 3. Karababa Shandarama. Ile Baba Rakata. Walk into your destiny right now. Break yourself out right now in the name of Jesus. Laba Rakata Kamayande. Begin to declare right now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. I am walking in the eternal covenant. I am covered by eternal covenant. I am living in the eternal covenant. I am supported by the eternal covenant. I am walking in the eternal covenant. I am living in the eternal covenant. I am covered by the eternal covenant. The eternal covenant is speaking for me. It's fighting for me. It's defending me. Kabarakata kabayakata Allakarabashata kama
We are secured in the eternal covenant.
My marriage is secured in the eternal covenant. My husband, my wife and children, my career, my business, in Ghana I will prosper by the eternal covenant. I will succeed wherever I am. The eternal covenant will make me successful. Will make me successful. The eternal covenant who give me success wherever I am, who give my business success, who give my career success wherever I am, as it is for Isaac.
Welcome the presence of eternal covenant.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The Lord is saying, I have taken notice of your price.
Amen.
I've taken notice of the price you are paying. I don't know. This could be a word for somebody. Say, I've taken notice of the price you are paying. 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 I usher you into the eternal covenant.
Amen.
Go in the eternal covenant.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.